terms of what we're trying to do in Fine Gael, which is bring the service as near to the patient as possible. So, if you like, what we're trying to achieve in our fair care policy, which we'll be discussing tonight, is about bringing universal health insurance to the country so that everybody is treated the same based on medical need, not on what they have in their back pocket. And everybody will have GP care free at the point of delivery as well. But a critical part of what we're trying to achieve in that is that we treat the patient at the lowest level of complexity that's safe and timely. So what I mean by that is we don't want nurses taking blood. Phlebotomists should be doing it. We don't want doctors taking blood pressures when nurses could be doing it. And we don't want consultants reading ECGs when GPs could be doing it. It's about getting the best value from the professionals that we have on the ground. And it was great to see in Ballyshannon that they have occupational therapy, physiotherapy, speech and language therapy. And these are critical, of course, to getting people back to recovery quickly after they've had an illness, particularly after a stroke.
So, Dr. Riley, if Fine Gael were to get into government, would Lifford and the Rock Community Hospitals be closed or would they stay open?
Well, what I'd be saying is this, where there's a rationalisation of facilities, that we cannot continue along the line that has taken by the current minister, which is to take away what you have today on a promise of something wonderful to come tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. So I don't want to see any reduction in capacity without the replacement capacity in place before the existing capacity is removed. So, I mean, I hope that answers your question, and certainly Lifford will not be closing, that's for sure. It's far too important and serves far too big an area.